Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Why can't I touch you?
This is Jux. I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge, and today's punchline is to go with the traffic jam.
Why did you buy traffic peanut butter?
To go with the traffic jam.
I got nothing.
Oh, I got it.
Do it, Jordan.
I have a better one.
Okay.
What's up with all these traffic scones?
What are these traffic scones doing out here? Traffic scones.
Traffic scones, like attorneys general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything? You got nothing for me, Carter?
What do you want? Shrek.
Yeah.
Okay. Shrek. So I walk up to you and I tell a joke. I'm like, hey, Carter, I have a funny joke for you. Shrek? To go with the traffic jam.
Well, nothing's funny. Nothing's funny if you have to explain it, Doge.
To go with the traffic jam. Why do cops always have donuts?
It's not topical. Bad. Why do you smear peanut butter in the road? Go with the traffic jam.
I was right on my first one. And when I said the peanut butter thing.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, it's not jam though, it's jelly. So it's probably British. That's why I have traffic scones.
Peanut butter and jam.
I've had it. It's fine.
The vision of someone with just a normal sized butter spreading knife out there on a highway. Just getting started.
Dude, the sound of that knife on asphalt.
Just a little bit.
Like way grittier than that.
Just a go in a traffic jam.
Ew, horrible.
Hi, friend.
I heard it. I heard your teeth
on the road.
Oh, my teeth didn't touch is the crazy
thing. No, I didn't hear them touch. I heard the sound of your teeth in those bubbles.
Yeah.
Ew.
Sure.
Yeah, I know.
That's just a sample of the great audio work that we can produce if we put our heads together and really try for once. You
sure.
Know?
Yeah.
Try to make a good one.
I'm Carter.
I'll try.
I'll just try to make Carter. A change.
Try to make a change.
Oh. Speaking of trying
to make a change. You'll
get there, buddy. I'm trying so hard.
Are your podcast signatures turned on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it why? Go into advanced settings. Check your podcast signatures.
If you're noticing that Carter sounds extra delicious and extra crispy today, it's because he finally figured out how to make things work.
That's a big hope. If you notice he sounds good, it's because it worked, we hope.
We hope it worked.
I can tell.
It did.
Good 6 years.
Great.
People think there's a new person on the podcast.
Who's that third voice? I've just been muting you this whole time.
They always have these long pauses for no reason. I don't understand.
And then they laugh after.
Extra credit doesn't make any sense. They just say movies. I don't
know. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Oh,
because we've got something coming up soon. We're calling it, I want to say it out loud as often so you don't read it. You don't read it and think it's Glicked because it's Glicked.
Yeah, sure.
Over in the Two Chunks Movie Club.
It's obviously Glicked, the real word, not Glicked, the fake word.
Yeah, no. It's the real one. Glicked. It's just the language is weird. So.
I wanted to go to Wikiator, but nobody else wanted to do that.
Oh, no.
Quacked.
I like that one. We are having a Two Chunks Movie Club. I think the world hopes it's Barbenheimer. It's not a hot take to think. It's probably not even close. But
definitely.
No.
We're going to do Glicked. We're seeing Wicked and then Gladiator 2. If you want to go watch those with us and the Two Chunks Movie Club crew. It's kind of repetitive. A club is a crew, maybe. Then head on over to Discord. Join our Discord. We'd be happy to have you. So come on over there. But in honor of that very special event, I would like to bring up about a very special event called Extra Credit, which we've mentioned already. I would love to play Extra Credit.
Yeah.
And I would love for us to use the casts of Glicked. You can pick anybody. There's lots of big names here. Anybody from Wicked. Anybody from Gladiator 2, which I'm still interested in. I don't think I like the title Gladiator 2, to be honest. I don't know what else we would call it. It's been so long.
2D-ator, Gladiator Reloaded.
Gladiators. We could have done that.
Gladiators is actually a cool title for that movie.
It's Glicked Extra Credit. We have Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande. Those are going to be maybe... pretty tough. We've got Jeffrey Goldblum sure. himself.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Michelle Yeoh's
cool.
in this.
Hey, that's cool.
We've got Pedro Pascal.
Sure.
We got old Joey Quinn. Y'all's boy out there.
All two things.
We got, I mean, he just needs four. You need to think of the other two.
I couldn't name four things he's been in. Much less his top four.
I can name three.
It's going to be a hard one then. Connie Nielsen, Paul Mescal, Denzel Washington. Hello. Jeez. Hello, guys. Denzel.
Hello.
Rory McCann is in here. Matt Lucas.
Can we start with Jeff?
Okay.
Jeffrey Gilmore.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's fine. Lock it in.
There's also Jonathan Bailey.
We kind of already started, though.
We actually already started. So if you don't answer within 15 seconds, we get it right.
Bing, bing, bing. Number one.
Usually we're just trying to cut you off before you start listing off the actors we've also never heard of anyway. Because usually you just kind of read them all.
Let me read you the whole credits.
The Fly.
The second assistant gaffer. You could guess him. The Fly. Gaffa. Lock it in.
Lock in the Gaffa. Fly.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two. And you don't like this game.
Probably Cats versus Dogs.
No, you know what's crazy is I think probably Thor Ragnarok will be in those top fours.
You think?
I do.
All right, sure. I don't care. It's too early to fight.
Actually, The Lost World, Jurassic Park 2 is going to be up there.
Sure, man.
Let's say a Jurassic Park 2 The Lost World.
Let's do it.
Bong bong. There's that nice familiar sound. Bong bong. Do you think everyone listening has heard y'all play Extra Credit? Should I have explained what this is?
They know.
All right.
We're trying to guess his top four IMDb credits. We're not often good at it. Independence Day.
Okay, I do think that's there.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number four. Hey, that's a good start. You always want to at least get three.
Yeah.
Number one, Jurassic Park. Number two, The Fly. Number three, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yep.
Number four, Independence Day. Jeff Goldblum, check. Got him.
Got him.
Peter Dinklage, my friends, is also in Wicked. Dita. Did not know that.
Dita.
Dita Pinklage.
Dita Pinklage.
I think we could maybe get Denzel.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think we get three at least, probably.
Okay. Denzel.
I mean, Remember the Titans is obvious.
Mr. Denzel, Washington. Lock it in. You just guess him.
Denzel.
He is in it. Bing, bing. He is in Gladiator 2.
Yeah, Remember the Titans. Let's lock it in.
Bong bong.
All right.
Wow.
Good start.
You know how people are like, I love Denzel Washington. And then the other person's like, Remember the Titans? And the first person's like, no.
No. No. They just say bong
no.
bong.
No.
I'm realizing I suddenly can't remember the name of the movie with him and Ethan Hawke out of nowhere.
Training Day.
Thank you. Good grief. Training Day has to be there. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing bing. Number four.
Yeah.
You think an Equalizer's there? Do we think?
Yeah, which one though is the problem?
People love them all. I think that, I mean, Book of Eli could be there.
Let's take it one step at a time. I think Book of Eli will be there over an Equalizer.
Okay, Book of Eli, lock it in.
Book of Eli, lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing! He's blind.
Yep.
Six cents, lock it in. Bing, 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 he's dead.
Let's go.
Do you want to do an Equalizer?
We don't have to. We can think of other stuff. But I feel like an Equalizer's there.
I feel like an Equalizer's going to be there. I just don't know which one.
Let's go with the original. You can't beat Equalizer. The original recipe.
Equalizer 1.
Equalizer 1,
The story. The story, we're about to finally get equal. Lock it in.
The equal starts now. Bong, bong. Number one, Fences. With Viola Davis. Number two, The Book of Eli. Number three, Antoine Fisher.
Okay.
Number four, Training Day. You have 5 points. This means your next one needs to be perfection.
And I bet it will be because we always usually do that. Is. So good.
You don't think y'all could do? I bet y'all could do. Pedro's out there. Pedro Pascal. But hey, you know, I'm not looking at any of these right now as I recommend them. So. Could take me Pedro, by surprise.
What do you think Pedro would be, Jordan?
I mean, it's Game of Thrones. It's unbearable weight of massive talent. And then
The Mandalorian.
The Last of Us. You think The Mandalorian over The Last of Us? Could be both.
I think both.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah, Pedro.
There's also Peter Dinklage. Boys, which is lame, but whatever, dude. Let's do it.
One of the Peter Dinklage? Are they doing
Peter Dinklage? Pedro, 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 Pedro. Sorry, Carter, did you get that?
Yes, I got it. I got it, thanks.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Chairs. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number three.
Okay.
Small role. You know, small role.
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one, larger role.
Sick. Very good.
Oh, cool. I love this number one.
Mm-hmm. Mando. Let's go Mando before Unbearable Weight.
Yeah.
Mando.
Mandalorian. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number two.
Oh, my God. We could get it. So if we get this last one right, we're going to win.
8 points.
Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Lock it in.
I think you're right. Lock it in.
Bong, bong. Number one, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Number two, The Mandalorian. Number three, The Game of the Thrones. Number four, Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
How?
Insanity, dude.
How? That movie wasn't even good.
That's crazy.
That's a ridiculous credit to have there instead of the one where he's one of the leads.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he die in 2 seconds in Kingsman the Golden Circle?
I don't know. But hey, that's a spoiler
crazy.
Day.
Crazy.
Also, dude, I don't like the poster for Gladiator 2 that's on IMDb.
You what don't like it?
It looks like fan-made. This boy?
Ew, yeah, that's a dude, bad that poster. Is ugly. Why do they do that?
That's a bad poster.
What is I up think with all these like floating head posters?
I think that, well, it's like a contract thing where it's like an actor's like, I'll be in the movie, but my face has to take up at least this percentage of the poster. My like God. It is all, and it's a marketing thing. Like studios want you to be able to see who's in the movie from 100 yards away.
I'm worried about Gladiator 2.
Are you?
I don't think it's going to be good.
Really?
Well, Ridley hasn't missed in the last 20 years, so.
I'm worried about it.
I feel better about it than I did when it was first announced.
Napoleon stunk. House of Gucci stunk. Have y'all watched Raised by Wolves?
No.
I've heard good things.
Is it the Jungle Book? I've seen Jungle Book.
No. Exodus, Gods and Kings. Oof.
Tell me, why are you worried? Why are you worried? What is it about Gladiator 2 that makes you worried? Robin is it just Hood, the bad poster?
I'm telling you, all the things that make me worry about that movie. He's got more misses than hits, dude. If we're being quite honest here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's cancel it. Let's not go.
Let's not go.
We don't have to go. No, I think it's going to, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun. The trailer's a lot of fun.
Sure, it will be fun. That's what I need to go in.
He stands on top of a rhinoceros. What other movie are you going to see somebody stand on top of a rhinoceros in ancient Rome?
It's not going to happen.
I think that is the thing that does have me worried about Gladiator 2 is that Gladiator 1 was not about spectacle. It was about story. And it does make me a little, I mean, there was spectacle involved. So to be fair, but
The story is that the studio shut him down on some of the spectacle, the historically accurate spectacle that he wanted to include in Gladiator 1, because they're like, audiences wouldn't believe it. So like, they were supposed to have people like selling merch with the gladiator on it, like concession stand, stuff that was actually there in the Colosseum. But the studio was like, people aren't going to believe this.
He's wanted to do that joke. This naval fight, you know, the boat the fight, which is like a legitimate
flood
thing.
The Colosseum. Yeah.
And they're like,
I think it's going to be cool.
All right.
I think it's going to be cool.
You're getting me back. You're getting me back a little bit.
This is
it's
the role.
Great actors.
This is what I usually do on the podcast.
Our cast is really good.
Yeah,
but the thing is
dude.
with your like top 10 director right now type vibe, actors don't say no to those people, you know?
Well, sure.
Look at who was in Coppola's new movie.
Yeah, I was literally about to say Megalopolis being our most recent example of cast means nothing, dude.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, I'm about in a complete role reversal of everything. I'm about the middle on this one. It's like that's always me.
Don't get me excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excited about it because if I'm excited about it, then I have run the possibility of being wrong. And if I'm wrong, that means the movie wins and I don't win. I'm not excited about it, but it might be good.
We don't have time to do therapy for you on this podcast. I'm so sorry.
That's extra credit. Y'all lost. But you did great. It was valiant. Remember.
You could have just stopped at that's extra credit.
Yeah, we tried.
8. You got 8.
We tried very hard.
I probably should have guessed Fences for Denzel. I don't know what that third movie was.
I have not seen it.
I'm not familiar with that third movie.
Guys, I have I've prepared something for us. And by prepared, I do mean Google. Looked it up on the internet, went to it in my browser, and now I want to talk about it. I have compiled, it is, as we record this, the first day of November, historically the most thankful month here in the United States, the worst month to be a turkey. So on thetop10s.com, a website full of lists that are user-generated by people who have interesting opinions. They see the world a little differently. I found a list of the top 10 foods that could replace turkey on Thanksgiving. And I want you guys to try and guess.
What?
What are the top 10 foods that if we were just, if this year we were like, hey.
Is this like a protein?
Top 10 foods that could replace turkey on Thanksgiving. If this year the presidential pardon extended to every turkey in America. What are the top 10 foods that we could say, this is our turkey now?
See, you before we started recording, you were like, I guarantee this one will piss you off. But as long as there's not a discrepancy between what you pretend a proper noun is and what it actually is, this won't bother me.
Interesting. Do you have a guess or a complaint?
Mostly starting with a complaint. Also, by the way, we got an outside verification that Doge is whack for his Frankenstein opinion last week.
That was just your friend Gage who told us.
Just
that.
My friend, and I will remember that.
I was...
No, don't even pretend like you weighed in.
Carter weighed in by saying, it's great that we're all still friends.
Yeah, I'm glad we're all here.
Think about this.
Carter's weigh in was, and even when it feels like we're fighting, we aren't, right, guys? Even when it feels like we're angry, no way, dude, even.
Fried chicken.
Sure. I think that sounds right. Are we working together on this?
No.
Oh, no, not anymore, bad answer. Not. Bad answer.
Not anymore. We're not.
Bad answer.
All right. I'm torn here.
Of course you are.
Because number two
is KFC.
Is chicken wings. They can be fried sometimes. Chicken is similar to turkey, but smaller is what the person said here.
Two things. One.
Yeah.
That is not fried chicken. And two, you just gave us a list item.
The picture of the chicken wings on the list are fried chicken wings. So I'm going to give Carter half a strike for that.
Okay, dude. Oh, I thought I was getting like half a point. It was like
half a strike.
I just have to remind myself that you build the track for the railroad of your games while they happen. And not to get
that's
attached
what
to
makes them fun. That's why they're fan favorites, because it's never the same rules twice.
People clamor. Jordan?
Ham.
It's a good guess.
Ham is number one. This seems like the obvious choice from Max
now,
Aurelius.
Now, is there any sort of specific thing about the ham that made me get it wrong?
It looks like ham might be a hyperlink. Oh, no, it's just blue. I was hoping ham was a link that would take me to something that is just
here's a Wikipedia page for ham. The history of ham.
It's ham.fandom.wiki.
Hamdom.
Hamdom.
I surprisingly have nothing left.
Hey, think about it. What are the top 10 foods that you could have instead of turkey on Thanksgiving? It's
no
easy.
Ham, no turkey. Steak.
Lock it in. Good answer. I mean, bad answer. He's like, this
now,
one's hamburger. This one's cheeseburgers.
Number six.
Cheeseburgers
is
six. That's
tuna
kind of
cake.
Beef.
But often with tuna cake, they can be called steaks.
Tuna cake is crazy.
Tuna cake.
Steak.
Steak does not make our list. You can't eat that.
It also feels like you don't even read the list.
He doesn't, dude.
He just
pulled it up right before we started recording.
I do read the list. I work really hard on this, guys. But you can't have steak. That's not allowed. You can't have that on Thanksgiving. You can't.
I have one and a half strikes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do we square that?
You're halfway to three strikes. That sucks. Maybe you should think a little bit more before you say things, crazy things like steak.
Got to remember who makes these lists, and I think that's important.
The user who made this list is named Max Aurelius.
So I feel like there's going to be some generic, like, it's not specific thing. It's like a genre. So I'm going to go with Chinese food.
Bong bong. Yep. Chinese food is not on this list. You can't have that or you'll go to jail.
Yep.
So you have ham and Carter has the chicken part of chicken wings.
Yeah, which is insane, by the way. Because how does half a strike work? And also fried chicken and chicken wings are not the same thing.
The picture of the chicken by Chicken Wings is fried. And I know, I think we both know actually, if I had said bong bong and then said chicken wings, you would have been like, Carter said fried chicken. You could have given it to him.
That's absolutely not true.
Interesting.
I have the opinion lives inside me already. I don't form it as the opposite of the thing you say, despite what you think.
Interesting. Carter?
I'm back. Sushi.
I thought sushi too.
Because in real life, that would be banging, bro.
Yeah, I would do sushi.
If that's your backup plan, you were trying the fried turkey for the first time, trying to dip that bad boy, fourth degree burns, shoot, hospital visit, ER, that kind
of
stuff.
Go buy one of those boats.
Well, hey, at least we bought sushi on the way
back. At least I got some Kroger sushi out of the deal. Sushi.
Ew, no.
Not on the list. You can't.
People don't know.
It's against the rules.
People don't know.
Here's the thing. We're too good at food for this kind of list.
Think lower. Think less culinary.
We probably need to get out of proteins, don't we? Don't tell me.
Oh, I got it, dude. I'm ready.
Just do it.
Spaghetti.
Ugh.
Spaghetti does not make the cut.
It felt like it would.
We joked about this. I'm going to say hamburger.
Yeah, I thought about hamburger.
Carter with 3.5 strikes. Hamburger does not make the cut. I really actually just want you guys to guess until you get one more.
Lasagna.
The game's over. You've both already lost.
No, I haven't. That was my second strike.
Okay, now you've lost. Lasagna does not make the
great.
List.
Hot dogs.
Hot dog, hot not dogs. On the list.
Breakfast.
Not on the list.
Are you going to do one of those things where it's like cheeseburgers are here, but hamburgers aren't, you stupid idiot?
Green bean. No. Green bean casserole.
Just that.
Nope, not on the
baked
list.
Baked potato.
Oh, that's not bad.
Nope, not on the list.
Chili.
Oh, dude, I know what's on this list.
Not on the list. Chili's on
pizza.
The list.
Pizza. Pizza is on this list.
Pizza is number 6.
Pizza
is
lower.
A yeasted flatbread, generally topped with tomato sauce and cheese, baked in an oven. Max Aurelius, dude, the user who created this list, said, this seems informal.
But seems the most formal.
Are formal.
Because the other thing that was said about anything was like, it's kind of like turkey, but smaller. Sandwiches. No sandwiches? No like sandos? BLCs.
Sandwiches. Sandwiches on the list.
Give me this list. We only have BLCs. 3 things.
You guys have gotten 3 things right, and it's taken many guesses to get those 3 things. Number 1, ham. This seems like the obvious choice from Max Aurelius. Number 2, chicken wings. Chicken is similar to turkey, but smaller. Number 3, cake. Instead of something for protein, what about a dessert? Seems healthy. 4, salad.
Ugh.
5, mashed potatoes.
Oh, so I almost close. Said mashed potatoes.
Why would you
I
not give him there. Mashed potatoes for baked potato if you gave him chicken wings for fried chicken?
Oh, that's so true. Oh,
maybe because
I don't understand.
It was a different animal.
Hey, maybe because I've been tarred and feathered and dragged through a bed of nails for my decision regarding the chicken, and maybe because I'm fighting for my life out here.
So
just trying
you're
to make
saying
a podcast
because
make my
someone else
happy?
Did that to you, you're hurting the person who did nothing to you. That's what you decided.
Maybe because I'm just trying to make a good podcast and you guys are turning it into a
fight. It's because he didn't think
maybe
about how they
why.
Connected until
no,
now.
No, I did think about how they connected and I chose not to do it. If you review the tapes, you can see me pause and think and say, I actually need to prioritize consistency because my friend's feelings are
it's
hurt.
It's not consistency. It's the opposite.
My friend's feelings are hurt by the decision I made. So what you're telling me is I'm not allowed to try to be a good friend.
Keep reading.
That's what you're saying to
keep
me.
Reading
that's
list.
Crazy.
I want more lists.
6
items.
Is pizza. 7.
I can take the baked potato and I can I can do an action to it and turn it into what I guessed.
Squish it.
Yes.
I cannot take the wing and like stretch it.
No, you can though.
I can. You're right.
Number 7, ice cream.
Okay.
So dumb.
Number 8, no image, no comments. I think he snuck this one in there and he was embarrassed about it. Number 8 is pudding.
Yeah, should be embarrassed.
Listen, this is Tommy Pickles made this list.
Yes.
Number 9, tacos.
All right.
Sure.
I've done Mexican food instead of Thanksgiving before in the past.
Number 10, who said sandwiches?
Carter.
Okay. Number 10 is bologna. And the picture next to it is of a bologna sandwich on white bread. But I didn't give it to you.
Yes, because that would be insane.
Because it's not
a sandwich. The same reason I didn't give you mashed potatoes because they're not baked potatoes. And the same reason I gave you half a point for chicken wings because the picture is fried.
I think I'm realizing that it's pointless for me to have an opinion on these games because the target will simply move.
But your opinion is great. I think it helps.
No, it's right. But I
hope
just
you keep it.
I will always have it. But
I will say, Doge, there was potato in the picture when I said baked potato. There was some potato in the picture. Maybe that was my chance to get another half strike.
I'll say this: it was not baked.
And the fried chicken wasn't winged anyway.
Those lists are great.
Seems like you guys really love them and are happy
I do.
That I'm on your podcast with you.
I'm having such a great time.
Cool.
That would actually sum up exactly how I feel about it. You stole the words right out of my mouth. I'm going to play a game called Nuh-uh. Let's go ahead and start. Doge, what's your first guess?
Nuh-uh.
Sorry, man. Carter, what's your first guess?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Nuh-uh. It's a new game we're playing.
Is this really a guess?
What's your first guess?
This is a game?
What's your first guess?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. What's your first guess?
Proposition B.
Bing, 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 bing.
Whoa.
Let's go to shout announcements.
Oh. Whoa.
Welcome to shout announcements today. It's shout announcements, and it's today. Welcome. Listen, I think it's very important. If you're listening right now, I think it's very important that you stop what you're doing. If you're driving, pull over. If you're pooping, wipe. If you're sleeping, wake up. Grab your phone. Copy a link to our show. Send it to, what's a reasonable number? 30. Send it to 30 people. Send it to 30 friends.
I know 30 people.
Send
and I don't want
to
brag. I'm still just a regular guy.
Yeah. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. And he knows 30
people.
Put my
pants on two legs at a time. Guys, like everybody else.
It's honestly kind of a layup here. For those of you that don't know sports, layups are the things that they'll pull out. Like if someone gets hurt in football, they put them on a layup and they take them on a layup.
Layups are the people on a reality show that are easy to get rid of.
It's pretty easy because we have a season of thankfulness that we're getting in here.
We do.
And we expect the chunkies that I've met are all very honest people, right?
Mm.
So honestly, let people, you're about to possibly be around people that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you, when you're sharing what you're thankful for, maybe it's two chunks. Maybe you share two chunks. That's all I'm asking. It's really so easy than acting like you like some people that you might see, you know? It's so much easier to just say, take this.
Dude, send your weird uncle, your cousins, send them the podcast so they can binge it before Thanksgiving so that you have stuff to talk about that isn't sensitive.
Yeah. Oh,
build us up as your backlog pre-Thanksgiving.
100%. We're your buffer. Hey, listen, a great thing to do then, and it's honestly crazy if you haven't done this already, is listen to Imagine Dungeons. That's our actual Love play D&D podcast. Mm-hmm. You can share that with people. It's extremely shareable. It's extremely bingeable. And listen, if you listen to that, get all your friends and family to listen to it, you could talk to them about that instead of anything political over Thanksgiving. And it'll be great. You don't have to hide in the bathroom while people talk about the news they watch.
Dude, I know what the back half of our episode is going to be. We're scrapping whatever we were going to do. I know what the back half of our episode is going to be.
Yeah,
fun. Good.
I just decided.
I forget that every podcast episode you build the tracks while you're driving down it.
That's my
brand. It sucks. People hate it.
That's my brand. I'm allowed to do that.
When I first heard that voice, I was like, why is Jordan so mad? And why is his mouth not moving?
It's perfect.
Sounds just like him.
Do we go back?
Patreon.
We're going to go back.
Patreon, get in there. Jump in.
Do it. You have to.
Get in the Discord. Oop, talk to us.
Oop, trapped you. Oop, you trapped
see,
you. You heard
you can
me
go
say
see Glicket
it. You have
with
to.
Us if you get in the Patreon. Yeah, let's go back to the show.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style.
Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Are you guys ready for the best back half to an episode we've ever done?
Back half it, bro.
Back half it.
Welcome to the Uncle Cast, the only podcast made exclusively by and for uncles.
Yeah, that's great. This is us three uncles.
This is the part when you send your uncle the link to our show so that you can talk to him about this instead of politics at Thanksgiving. Tell him to just jump to this part in the episode, and we're going to make a podcast that is exclusively
just for uncles.
For uncles. This one's only for uncles. So sorry.
Are you an uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, we're all uncles, actually.
Dude, we're all uncles out here.
We're just three uncles.
We're just three uncles.
That explains a lot. I feel like we got a very uncle vibe about us.
That's true. So,
uncle, man.
I think we should start. Basically, let's like start the show completely over, but do everything like very uncle. I think from this point forward. So we can be like,
sure.
We can be like, welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk. I'm Jordan, and it's the only place where you can get your woke mind out of here. Get him out.
I'm Uncle Doug. Pull my finger. That's going to be kind of what Uncle... I think like as we're building characters, the Uncle Cast, I think that's Uncle Doug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uncle that's Doug. Uncle Doug pull in a nutshell.
That's good.
He's going to fart when you do it. When you pull
I got
it. That would be good.
No Uncle energy right now.
Well, dude, bring it. Find the Uncle.
Dig deep and find the Uncle energy.
Hey, that's also a kind of Uncle. There's a kind of Uncle who is sad Uncle.
Yeah.
Who's just like, oh, I don't really want to play with you,
we
nephew.
We could do a sad sack Uncle.
Hold up.
There could be sad uncle who's like, yeah, I'm just really waiting for my band to take off.
Oh, yeah. Cigarette hey kids. Uncle.
Yeah.
It's your once cool, still cool Uncle Carson.
Whoa. And oh, yeah.
Pretty stressed about the tour, the pending tour.
Oh,
sure.
Uncle Carson's cool, actually.
Uncle Carson.
First order of business of Uncle Cast. Yeah. How's everybody's truck doing?
Sold it, you know.
Yeah, that's
got a bike.
No.
Got a Harley.
Oh no!
No,
I
mean,
what kind of Harley? A Harley.
What kind of Hemi
had to bring
you
it down. Had to get a bike. No Hemi.
What kind
man.
Of any exhaust to it? Probably.
It came with a Hemi. Sold the Hemi.
Sold the Did Hemi.
Had to get a new drum kit.
Well, do you have tassels on the handlebars at least?
There's maybe a no bell? Tassels. No had bell? Tassels. Sewed the tassels.
Oh no!
Got some new drumsticks.
See.
So. Okay. Good.
But you got to invest, you know, that's kids. That's what you got to do. You got to be willing to give up some stuff to get some stuff, you know,
yeah.
Follow your dreams, kind of stuff like that. I'm going to slowly turn into Matt. I think.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool uncle.
You got to follow your dreams and stuff.
Got to find the open road.
Find the open road. Just open up the throttle.
Sometimes you got to drive and just stare that steer down.
Second order first. Of business for Uncle Cast.
Wait, I didn't tell you how my truck is doing.
Oh, sorry.
You immediately are not an uncle anyway.
Wait, no. Second, please. I have to tell you about my truck. Yeah, well, how's your truck doing?
Loud.
All right.
Big nuts.
Oh, man, you got them hanging back there.
They touch the road and throw up sparks.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty
Carson, cool. Carson has those as well on the bike. So it just makes like a because it's like on the wheel. They're
it's
not
like
really
a
hanging.
Card taped to the
They're
spoke.
Just like,
I didn't like come a spoke. An uncle name. I think George. I think I'm Uncle George.
Uncle George, George Doug, and Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle George.
That's great. That's great.
Second order of business. Second order of business at the Uncle Cast is probably take a nap.
Sure. Uncles do be taking naps.
And for don't sure. help. Do not help with the dishes. Oh my God. Don't help with it. Don't set foot in the kitchen unless you're scooping onto a plate.
Sure.
That's really important. Third order of business, probably talk about how technology has sure changed since we were kids. So we can sort of park there for a minute.
You kids don't even know about Pong anymore. Are we moms, brothers? Are we dad's brothers, or are we related to this family by marriage?
I'm an in-law uncle for sure.
Here's okay. the thing.
Yeah.
Carson is none of these.
Whoa.
But whoa. He had a pretty tough home life. And so this good yeah. Christian family, like he was always over for the holidays.
So this just is like extra. Best friend, childhood best friend of one of the parents that is now considered 100%. Uncle. Okay.
100%. Okay. Cool. I like that.
So does that, Doug, are you a mom's brother then for the sake
yeah.
of this? Okay.
Yeah. Big time.
I'm an in-law.
Okay.
I'm married in.
Cool.
So yeah.
I'm going to, okay.
I'll try a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take the wheel. First of all, pull my finger. Second of all, what's your best part of your life about being an uncle? Answer honestly, I will know if you lie.
When their hands are sticky and ruin all my favorite stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. Be an uncle is my life. It's my purpose.
In my purpose.
I wore my special fart underwear today. Hell yeah, dude. My finger doesn't stop getting pulled.
I learned magic just for this.
I'd have to say the best thing about being an uncle is... just the stories that we share, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Just being able to have a connection past just the stories, you know, living the stories. L-I-V.
I'm finding that Uncle Carson is slipping out of my hands like wet soap. I'm starting to lose Uncle Carson, but I think
like
I'll come back around.
Trying to squeeze a fish.
I think I'll probably come back around on Uncle Carson, but it's going to take me a minute. Fourth order of business is asking nieces and nephews to grab stuff so we don't have to get up.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Pull my finger, dude.
Dude, it's...
My favorite trick. My it's favorite more, uncle more trick Leander is thought. I'll time you. I'll time you works every time.
When
fifth
I was-
order of business. Oh, go, 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 go.
Make shape in fire.
Not square. Wheel.
Hey, speaking of fire.
Roll.
Speaking of fire, I'm sorry to interrupt the Uncle Cast.
Who is this guy?
I yeah. think on this podcast I might have said
yeah.
we were talking about Survivor. Maybe I talked about it on the call, but I want to do this in front of everybody.
Mm.
In front of my friends, in front of God.
Yeah.
She's watching.
And say I was wrong about Andy this year. I thought Andy was another contestant that was coming in that just wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't ready for Survivor.
Oh.
I think you were right about Andy. I think you're exactly right. I think he was not ready and just got ready real quick.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was just getting frustrated with, I thought he was going to be a quitter is what I would call
him. Yeah,
I thought he was going to leave.
Yeah.
He certainly is not that.
But he's become a good part of the story. That's all yeah, I want to say. He is not
show.
A Banu.
Yes,
Andy, if you're listening.
Love you, buddy.
And we know he is. We know
Andy. Well, he's good. Probably an uncle.
I am intrigued.
If you're listening,
your
you're an uncle. When I was a kid, I used to, my uncles invented a game that we would play. I am confident I've told this story before. Maybe I haven't. Called Downtown Pile-On.
Oh, no.
I used to play this with my uncles all the time. And they would often go over to my grandma's house to watch TV. Like when my family was in town, they'd be like, hey, let's all get together. So they would go over to my grandma's house, which is the house they grew up in. And so they would be like watching basketball or like they watched motocross a lot when I was a kid too. So like watching just like whatever was on ESPN 2, 3, or 4. And I would stand at the other end of my grandmother's house and I would yell the phrase Downtown Pile-On and then sprint as fast as my like 4 or 5 year old legs could carry.
So very fast.
Extremely fast. A blur even to the untrained eye. and just belly flop onto them, like just jump like full swan dive.
Oh yeah,
on top of them, just squish him, just squish him with all the force of like a 40-pound kid.
I love it.
And I distinctly remember the time that my uncle had to be like, "Hey, too big for that. Don't do that anymore."
No, sorry there, kiddo.
I can't do that anymore.
My uncles were pretty great. We're making fun of uncles, yeah. But my uncles were pretty great. I had great uncles.
We make fun of uncles because uncles first made fun of us.
That's true. Yeah.
Dude,
that's the thing. That's what happens.
I have a list here. Uncles
too. Very different.
Okay.
I have a list here from BuzzFeed. 13 famous uncles you wish were part of your family.
No, the list sucks. It's stupid. I can't believe you would say that about a list.
The two of you can work together if you'd like to famous try and uncles. Piece together these famous
Uncle
uncles.
Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. Let's go ahead and lock that one in, brother. One. Uncle Jesse, lock it in.
So, that's why the list was made.
Similarly to the way sort of Doge operates, I didn't vet this list at all. Uncle Jesse is not. Actually, this list sucks.
Uncle Cracker.
Dude, there were people I didn't even know on that list.
Don't know how you met me. Don't know.
Top 10 television uncles from Watch Mojo. Let's see.
From Watch Mojo. Top 10 television uncles.
Okay. Uncle Jesse is number 2 on Watch Mojo's list. This is
number
this
2. Is interesting.
This TV is ups, actually still huh? a bad uncle list, but it's funny.
Uncle Phil, number 1.
Uncle Phil is lock number 1 on every list I've clicked on so far.
Yeah, gotta be.
Fresh Prince?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, different Fresh, Uncle Phil.
Yeah, you don't know. Fresh he goes Prince? To a different school.
You don't. Sorry. This is Uncle Phil from... I knew him from my old school.
Is there more Fresh Prince in Bel-Air or in NCIS episodes? Think about
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't understand interesting. The reference.
Fresh Prince?
Finger
Oh, prints. That's actually good.
Interesting. Save that, dude. That could be a tight 10.
Bro, like I'm, it's going to come.
Open mic.
It's
That's gonna great. Yeah. That's awesome.
Dude, this list
hey,
is really
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great evening. Who's there more French Prince on his show in Bel-Air?
Hold on.
Or in NCIS.
Or NCIS.
I just want you to hear who this list is because it's not good. It's a bad list too. Okay. Uncle Hank from Breaking Bad. Good uncle. Uncle Ray from Family Guy. I don't even know who this is.
Ray Romano.
I'm your uncle.
Uncle, just uncle, from the Jackie Chan Adventures show?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was actually pretty fun.
Something from a show called Petticoat Junction, My Three Sons, Uncle Leo from Seinfeld, Uncle Herb
Uncle
from
Leo's
The Simpsons.
Funny.
Uncle Bobby from The Uncle Bobby Show, Uncle Stan from Gravity Falls, which I'm pretty sure his name is actually Grunkle Stan, if I'm not mistaken. Jackie Chan from Jackie Chan Adventures. There's double Jackie Chan Adventures representation.
As there should.
Wow.
This is an insane.
What a treasure.
So what you're telling me is there's uncles are underrepresented in media. So we have an opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's
really
the
uncle cast to really kind of make our mark as uncles in the industry.
We've got to make a stamp as uncles. So, okay. Can we pitch a show starring the three uncles we've begun to form?
Yeah. I love that.
I think in a world where three uncles unrelated to each other prior to uncleship become roommates because of their connection to the family that they all either were adopted, married into, or one of them is actually part of that family.
Okay.
This is not Full House?
This is not Full House?
There's no kids involved. These are three single uncles who...
How are there no kids involved if we're uncles?
Well, are you an uncle right now?
Just like... Yeah, there's a kid
involved.
Do you have a kid? That's what makes me an uncle.
Do you have a kid?
Oh, no kids live in the uncle.
Yeah.
The uncle.
The apartment. Show is about their friendship, but the thing that bonds them together is three uncles. Like once at the end of every episode for sort of the like, what did we learn today moment, they'll go to their sister-in-law, whatever's house.
Yeah.
And hang out.
And it's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
That's actually
but
very
like
good.
Their age right now.
That's actually very good.
Uncle Seeking Uncle is the name of the show. Guaranteed.
That's not bad. I was thinking Uncle Cubed.
Thrunkle.
Thrunkle's good.
Thrunkle made me laugh.
Thrunkle's good.
Thrunkle's good. Well, it's everybody's uncle jobs then. Ooh. I think Uncle Doug is probably a bank teller. I would say that. Very, comes home so sweaty.
Yeah.
Like just really sweaty.
From telling at banks?
He's got to stand up all day.
I don't think they do.
He does. He's just like that.
I think Uncle Carson, one of his bits on the show, we're doing show talk now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is different job almost every episode. Picking up little things.
Okay,
guitar
like
center
that.
Here.
Uh-huh.
Bouncer here. And then there's the whole thing. There'll be a whole like conversation on physique. It's like, is it of all the people, like you're the bouncer? Like what's happening here? Like how is this? And it just gets more and more ridiculous. Maybe even there's this like a 24-hour stint at NASA and they're like, wait, you're smart? It's like, no, yeah, it's no, not good. For me. Either he's lying or he's that's super talented.
Good. That's good.
I think Uncle George invented the drive-through alert bell, that hose that you drive over that dings inside.
Yeah. Is this the first time? That's is this good. The first time you've thought about this as like a character quality?
I think so.
That's so brilliant.
That's good. That is Uncle George so just good. Retired, living on that drive-through?
There
bell
was a
money?
Part of me that was like, my friend Jordan is not manipulative. Did he put us on this uncle journey just to bring in this brilliant? Just to I think mine
here's an
is
idea
one
I have
that
for
invented.
A guy. No, I just thought of. I don't know.
It's
I'm
very
super
good.
Brilliant.
That's good.
But yeah, it's I think he's sort of. But I think his general thing is like he's giving like basically TED talks everywhere about inventing the drive-through alert bell. But
yeah,
also,
that's good.
Oh my God.
That he is. Not only is he the inventor, he's the only one allowed to repair them. So he's got a monopoly on like, he's constantly out there fixing these hoses that ding inside of restaurants when people pull up.
Unbelievable.
So he's on the road a lot.
He's got one in the driveway. Yes. So that's how we know when people come.
For sure. Uh-huh.
When people are coming over.
And there's a whole episode about how, George, you can't install drive-through alert bells in the bathroom. It's perverted. And he's like, I just want to know if it's free. Why get up if somebody's pooping?
That's very good.
I would watch this so far.
Dude, there's something about like, I think it would be so fun to come up with like the premise of like a 90s sitcom
and hand it off to someone.
What are their weekly adventures? Yeah. Like, here's an adventure they could have. Yeah. He keeps putting drive-through bells on everything. Here's an adventure they could have. Uncle Carson works at NASA and everybody's like, how did you get this NASA job?
We need more That's Monster so of fun. The Week style sitcoms. I feel like every...
It's like totally static characters. You don't have to watch them in any order. Yeah. You could just be like, I just got home from work. Let me see what my three favorite uncles are up to right now.
Yeah. I think the world needs some Monster of the Week sitcom energy again. Where everything's got through line stories now.
And
we need more incoherence.
No, maybe that's how we make our mark in this crazy world we live in.
Wow.
Is that we design a television show specifically designed not to be binged.
It's called Thrunkle.
Thrunkle.
We get Nickelback to do the theme song.
Or it's called Uncle of the Week.
Uncle of the Week is great, actually.
Uncle of the Week is awesome.
Wow. Uncle of the Week.
Because they
really
could they could have like a chore chart or like a You get to sit in this specific chair when we watch ESPN together because you're the uncle of the week.
Uncle of the week is pretty good. Their nieces and nephews pick at the end of the week. And that's sort of the last bit of the episode is always like a piano, like they're at their nieces and nephews' house. And
it's always their birthday ceremony. Party. They just have a birthday party every week with their nieces and nephews.
It's an award ceremony. They get the Uncle of the Week award. And then the episode, as the credits begin to scroll, it's just them back at their shared apartment with one of them in the special leather recliner. And they're just quietly watching like golf or sports.
And the theme song's like, whatever happened to the Uncle of the Week?
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's butt rock. The theme song is full-blown open garage workout butt rock. And we get Nickelback to do the theme song. And Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are our two sisters. Like, they're the two women that made us uncles.
Yeah.
It's foolproof.
Very good.
That's easy. And I can't think of a reason somebody wouldn't make that show starring the three of us.
Dude, everything gets made. Why would they not?
Listen, we've already had the idea. That's the hard part. Now just give us the money. That's the part we can't do.
That tall guy from Euphoria has a job in Hollywood. Any of us can do it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
We can do it.
Jacob something. Any of us can do it.
Elordi.
He's great. He's not a good actor. Any of us could do it.
Elordi is actually the street corn. Sorry. That's very close.
Elordi.
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 I love me some spicy Elordi.
I love to eat Elordi.
Guys, I discovered recently that I like Takis a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
They're good. Threw them away.
Yeah.
They make that yellow five, man. It's got to be something like that.
Yeah.
The color says yellow five lake.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
It was sourced from a lake.
These were special zombie Takis. Green and limey. Very good.
Yeah.
Man, I love a Taki.
Have you had the two handfuls I had made me?
No.
They're basically the same and they're delicious. Also,
no, I haven't.
Trader Joe's has maybe the best version of Takis to me.
Really?
TJ's owns the snack game.
Dude. Yeah. Trader Joe's is a very un-uncle place to shop, I feel like. Uncles are like, uncles are Costco.
Uncles are Walmart.
Yeah.
If there's a Kmart left, maybe there too.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like any of my uncles have ever set foot in Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that would be surprising.
Wow, that's weird.
Maybe.
Same.
No, maybe. This has to be it, right? This has to be an episode.
Yeah, that was about an episode.
I think that's it. I think we did it.
We're going to rate our uncles. I think just on a scale of 1 to 10. We don't have to do a scientific uncle scale or anything.
I mean, everybody's a 10, right?
Yeah, Uncle I was going to say, I think 10. It's just 10 across the board.
10 across the board.
Tens across the board. Yeah, I think we had some good uncle energy. I think that there's a lot that your uncles can appreciate when they tune into this. And if you listen to it a couple of times, you'll have a lot to talk about. Actually, just talk to them about Thrunkle. Uncle of the Week. Just talk to them about that.
Yeah. Can you actually please pitch our show Uncle of the Week to your uncles over Thanksgiving?
Do you have an uncle that could help us get this made?
Please, can you tell your uncle to email us so we can make Uncle of the Week a reality?
It's sort of like a modern take on Full House, but we'll only wink at it. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking one uncle is the Uncle Joey figure.
It's called Uncle House.
It's best friend uncle. But
yeah.
The important distinction is Uncle the kids aren't House. Really part of it until the end of every episode.
No.
But it's like there's an Uncle Joey figure. I think we've decided that's Uncle Carson. And Uncle Carson is, but Uncle Carson's actually the Uncle Jesse, but he's not related to anybody.
Sure.
So that's sort of where it's different.
So it's different.
Very different.
Doge,
the difference between a baked potato and a mashed potato.
Right. Yeah. Like you can see how somebody would get there from it, but it's not enough to give you credit for it.
Yeah.
Which one of us is mom's actual sister or brother?
That's Uncle Doug.
That's Uncle Doug.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
okay,
Doug.
So then I think Uncle George married the third Olsen sister who passed, and now they're just twins.
The secret one.
Yes. Yeah. It was they were triplets. Now they're just twins.
Mary Kate.
So
Ashley,
I'm sort of the Danny
Samantha.
Where like one passed away. But none of us had kids yet. And so there's two other, there's two other husbands of our sisters that sometimes come in and like mess stuff up in the show.
Hey, those guys are played by Key and Peele, by the way.
Oh, good.
They're just buddies. And we actually, what it is secretly it's a Key and Peele revival.
See, I was thinking more that it was a reference to other shows that are kind of like this. And it's just dudes that played generic dudes in other sitcoms that come in and that the bit would be the two guys that play our sisters and sister-in-law's husbands are never the same guys.
Yeah, that's
so
fun too.
Good.
That's fun
that
too.
The names stay the same and they're playing the same characters, but it's just always, you know, one episode is like Jake Johnson and Lamorne Morris. And then the next episode, it's BJ Novak and...
It's honestly great because you get to work in some of the more modern, like absurdity elements.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Because
it's so different to watch
serious.
Friends and then watch like New Girl.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, same concept, really, when you think about
Very
it.
Very different execution.
Melissa Joan Hart, I swear to God.
You can't make it.
If you do this,
it makes sense now.
If you do this,
you can't. We already had the idea.
I don't know if I would call that a Jordan epiphany, but the thing I'm always ears perked when I see this. Anytime I see that, like
it's my version of
and
Raven
then whatever
having
comes
a vision next. In That's So Raven. it's actually the same motion as when you try and put a party hat on a cat and they're just
All my favorite, I've done that. We'll put toys on Nana's head And it's always my favorite moment is the initial just like sitting there for a little bit and just like,
what? What? What?
Because what do you do?
Nana.
Well. To end this episode, say hi to your uncle for me.
Say hello to your uncle for me.
Say hello to your uncle for me.
Shout out Uncle Johnny, Uncle Mickey.
Are those
Uncle
real?
Bubba. Yep.
I got too many to name. I got like so many.
You
uncles.
Have to. You have to say hello to your uncle.
Silver Spoon, huh?
Well, there's some I don't really want to talk to.
Some of us can't afford that many uncles, Jordan.
I'll never tell you which one, but some, I don't. There's some I don't want to talk to.
An embarrassment of uncles.
I have a lot of uncles.
Realizing that my dad and his brothers kind of sound like New York gangster, like hitmen.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Ricky, Mickey, and Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
You got to have your chin up a little bit. What are you talking about?
Ricky, Mickey, and Johnny. Yeah.
I think they sound like nice fellas, and I would never say anything bad about them.
They're great nice fellas.
They just have a family. It's a good family business. Just one, a good family trying to make it in the Big Apple.
If you know what I mean. Lasagna. Anyway.
Pescetti.
Pescetti. Buca di Beppo. Oliver.
Ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.